You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Bill Connelly, the ESPN writer who we like over at ESPN right now, especially because he's got Memphis ranked as his top group of five team to make the college football playoff. Now, we've had Boise State second. Liberty was in the mix as well. We discussed that news last week when he put out that list. Today, he has the updated, and you got to be real analytical. You got to like your Ken Palms on the basketball sides, or I guess for John, it's Torvik now. Bill Connelly pretty much does that on the college football side over at ESPN. The analytics, your offensive efficiency, your defensive efficiency, your special teams, how efficient are they? He puts all those numbers together in his computer, and he comes up with what he calls the SP Plus rankings. And again, I would tell you they're akin to Ken Pom on the college basketball side. Y'all know how much we use Ken Pom. So it can be very useful, particularly as you want to relate to how you rank against and how you stack up against the rest of the country. So for the last few seasons, I've been paying pretty close attention to Bill Connelly's SP Plus rankings. Now, last year, I want to set it up so you'll know sort of where Memphis stands now by having some context of where they were last year. We know coming off a 10-win season, you beat Iowa State in the Liberty Bowl, but did not make the AAC title game. Your final SP Plus rankings last year, your offense, we mentioned it with Jonah Dillon on Friday, top 10. Number 10 in the country in offensive efficiency. Again, this is weighed against all the, you know, power fours and everything else back then last year, still a power five. You are 10th in the country in offensive efficiency last year. They were back to being explosive. Ryan Silverfield had made that one of the goals last offseason, and we've got to get back to putting up points, and they did that last year. Defense, though, and we knew they had a problem there. And that's part of the reason why, one of the reasons why you've made a switch there. Jordan Hankins, now your defensive coordinator, and actually you'd given him the job on an interim role against Iowa State. Looked great defensively, although as we've talked about, you know, Iowa State didn't know what you were going to run. You junked your entire defense the regular season. They had no tape on it.
Flipped it on them.
Hopefully that, you know, what you did in that Liberty Bowl can continue this season under Jordan Hankins. But last year they were 111 on defense, 62 on special teams. It put them overall at 55. Now, he updates these after spring practice and through this transfer portal, span that we've been on right now.
Okay.
So he has weighed in on these updated rankings, returning production, Seth Hennigan, Rock Taylor, and others, recent recruiting.
Yep.
So all the additions here lately, Elijah Herring, one of those. We talked about the linebacker coming up from Tennessee, one of their leading tackle last season, and then recent history. Those are the factors that go into this new updated ranking. So real quick, and don't need to do it too fast, last year overall, Memphis 55, right now, as of May 21st, heading into fall practice here in a couple of months, he's got Memphis at 39.
Pretty good.
So up 16 spots. Offensively, last year, remember, 10. He thinks Memphis is going to be better at 9.
Ooh.
And again, this is up with the big dogs. I mean, you're talking about, you know, the teams that he's got ranked ahead of you offensively are the Oregons of the world and everything else. And Oregon goes into the season. Oregon team that, by the way, will host Boise State. That game will end up being important for Memphis and its group of five, you know, hopes to represent the group of five in the college football playoff. That Boise State team, by the way, he's got 38th. So while Bill Connelly
they're there together.
Remember, he had Boise State second behind Memphis in his group of five teams that he feels like are best positioned to go to the college football playoff. In his analytics and with his computer, he's got Boise State one spot ahead. Again, a team that you will be essentially and potentially racing for that.
He's got Liberty
for that college football playoff. You're looking
too.
At nine. He's got Liberty, that other team he had in the top three.
Yeah.
They're at 41. So again, a bump up, a little bit of a bump up for Memphis.
Okay.
Going from 55 to 39, you're right there with Boise State heading into the season. He's got that Boise State's team, it's more about balance. Their offense, 33. Defense, 43. Special teams, 23. Memphis's issue is that it doesn't have it. Right now, he's got the defense at 102. That's only a 9-spot jump from last year.
I think that could change. I think it's higher with these additions.
It has to be. Exactly, Brad. That's where I was going. Like, it has to be better than 102.
I think we're better
this coming season, particularly with what you've brought in.
I agree.
You're bringing back Chandler Martin, who was the all-AAC sub for you at linebacker. You're bringing in Tennessee's leading tackler. Yes, there are some questions in the secondary, but they have to be better than in the hundreds.
Yep.
Frankly, Brad, if you could jump into the 80s or 70s, you're still in a great position to be.
We've already increased the pass rush. Is better already.
I'm just saying, if you can get to below average as opposed to one of the worst in college football, then I think, again, with this explosive offense, it could be what you need to run the table in the American, maybe give Florida State a run for its money, but more importantly, make that college football playoff ahead of a Boise State or a Liberty. Now, I thought the other useful thing in his SP Plus rankings was to look at the rest of the AAC.
Okay.
And so you have to go down, Brad. I saw you noted where those other teams that you're
Liberty
battling
and,
for conference
and,
champion.
Boise are right by you.
You got to keep going down to find the next AAC team. It's UTSA.
Okay.
Not Tulane, sitting at 53. He's got that UTSA team who we know is going to have a new quarterback. Doesn't have Harris anymore, but still has Traylor. He's got them 52nd offensively, 70th defensively. A little bit better balance than Memphis, but more importantly, he's got them as the second team, at least right now, in the AAC in terms of analytics.
Okay.
Then he's got Tulane down at 65. Then he's got South Florida. Now, we mentioned it. That's the thing about the Tiger schedule, which we love in terms of the winning opportunities, but we pointed out that the toughest teams in terms of the AAC that are on your schedule, the UTSAs, Tulanes, and South Floridas, are all on the road. And so, again, those will be critical matchups for Memphis. I would still tell you, no excuse, because, again, I mean, Seth Hennigan has given you, frankly, a four-year head start on where Tulane and UTSA are right now. Yeah, Tulane, in their case, they're breaking in a new coach. Yes, he was a winner, comes over from Troy, but they've got work to do in terms of finding continuity. You've got continuity coming back and, oh, by the way, some great additions. Rest of the conference, as bad as you would expect. Right, in terms of top 100, there are three more AAC schools in the top 100. Rice at 89, Army at 95, and ECU at 99.
Yikes.
After that, your bottom feeders. Your UAB 105, Navy is at 108, North Texas 109, and FAU 115, and then the real bottom feeders, Temple 132, Charlotte 127, Tulsa 116. The analytics and the numbers just underline the point that we've been making. This is Memphis's conference for the taking. And again, guys that are not on the radar right now, I'm sure a Chandler Martin last year coming over from East Tennessee State, not on the radar of the SP Plus, analytics, but comes in and is an all-AAC guy. There will be those kinds of jumps, whether it's a Memphis guy, things unforeseen that pop up. And by the time you get to week one or week two, it'll change some of these rankings, but it gives you an idea. And I just think further cosigns, just like we've seen in terms of the win totals that have come out for the AAC, like we've seen from Bill Connelly's previous G5 rankings, just further underlines how this is it's there for the taking.
You probably need some of these low bottom dwellers in your conference to perform a little better as an aggregate.
Well, you particularly need it again as it applies to strength of schedule.
That's what I'm
again,
saying,
when you're going to be when you're talking about that group of five representative college football playoff is going to be the highest ranked conference champion.
Yeah.
Well, because Boise State's playing a tougher schedule in conference, one that includes former Pac-12 members, Washington State, Oregon State, it's going to be stronger than yours. And so if they're going through their schedule with just one loss, to Oregon, I think that game is at Oregon, but they run the table in the Mountain West. Guys, they're going to pick Boise State over Memphis because what Boise State will have done in winning every other game besides their premier game against Oregon is won against a stronger schedule. So that's back to your point, Brad. Yeah, you need these bottom feeders to be better in the AAC than they are on paper.
Yep.
So that your hopefully undefeated record in the AAC means something. It matters. But frankly, it's going to be hard to because most of the Mountain West teams at the top, Boise State, some of the others,
they're
ranked higher
schedules
than yours. And you're adding in this Pac-12 dynamic of getting a chance to play Washington State, Oregon State as part of your conference schedule, even though technically they're not in your conference.
Well, like last year, and I'll take South Florida for example. Like, I realize Memphis is going to get a crack at Florida State. That's going to be a tough one. But like South Florida gets Bama. Remember last year? They almost got Alabama on the road. They're going to be at Alabama. And then they also get to play Miami. Like, I could see a situation where South Florida knocks off Miami. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but you at least get you get those kind of games in your conference.
You need it. I mean, having them right now in the conference, he's got South Florida, what, fourth? I mean, you could use a South Florida team that is on the on the upward trajectory and did seem to be last year. Second year guy down there now. And so, you're hoping that continues, continues, and maybe they knock off of Miami, something like that. But anything you can get to increase the strength of your conference, mm-hmm. you could really use the help on.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.